Hi, it's JC with the top 5 reasons you should watch all the big games at Hooters instead of at home. Number 1, our nearly world-famous wings, shaken in your favorite wing sauce. You just can't duplicate that. 2, pitchers of beer served ice-cold at your table so you don't miss any of the action. 3 and 4, Hooters delicious seafood and sandwiches. And number 5, all the food and fun served up by the world-famous Hooters girls, of course. See you at Hooters.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented by Hooters. I am very appreciative for Hooters' third straight season. We've done this podcast for 4 years. It's the third straight season that Hooters has been the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And when you think of leaving your home, which I know many of you don't necessarily like to do when it comes to watching football or following your fantasy football team, so you're very picky about where you go. It's a battle that the NFL has been fighting for a number of years to get us fantasy players more invested in actually going to games rather than us staying away from the stadiums and following things like the Red Zone channel or watching multiple games at one time. Well, Hooters is a great option. Obviously, Sundays at 1 o'clock, they're going to have all the games on. It's a destination for Thursday night football, for Sunday night football, for Monday night football. And you have the combination of the world-famous Hooters girls, hot wings, and cold beverages. Hooters. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, like me, you have 11 locations. Visit originalhooters.com to find the one closest to you. And for those that play in the podcast leagues, I've reached out to a couple of the podcast leagues, not yet the Moneyball League, on a thought of a regular season finale watch party, an excuse for us to get together, talk about what we did right in the regular season, talk about what we did wrong, talk about the draft picks that didn't work, talk about the one that did, talk about the trade we didn't make. For most regular seasons, it's interesting, the last game is Monday, December 2nd. That's the end of week 13. A majority of leagues do it this way. You play a 13-week regular season, you have a 3-week playoff, week 14, 15, and 16, and you're done. So week 13, for most leagues, decides whether you go to the playoffs, what your seeding is, do you earn a first round bye, or are you out and then playing in a loser's bracket potentially to avoid the last place penalty and shame. So the way I have all my leagues set up is this way. So that last Monday night game on Monday, December 2nd, 1 week before my birthday, is Vikings at Seahawks. Not only a decent game, between what is perceived as right now the two wild cards in the NFC who still have room to move up, Vikings in the north, Seahawks in the west. But think about all the fantasy performers that should be in play that night. Thielen should be healthy by then, not going this week. Diggs, Cook. You know, the plan early on wasn't to play Cousins in single quarterback leagues. In more recent weeks, you've been playing Kirk Cousins in your single quarterback leagues, unless you have Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson, what have you. And then from the Seahawks standpoint, I mean, just look at last week in the 40 points they put up against the Buccaneers. Russell Wilson has been a top option as a fantasy quarterback. Chris Carson, despite a recurrence of the fumbles against the Buccaneers, still has a very solid floor with how much he touches the ball in the running game. Lockett has been coming on. Metcalf had his best game. And there are a lot of options that could go that Monday night. So we may be having a regular season finale watch party for all my leagues, not just my podcast league, but my personal league, the foundation that I'm going to talk about here in just a moment, at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue on Monday, December the 2nd. We'll keep all the podcast owners abreast of that if they want to come out, bring a plus one, a plus two, a plus three, whatever, that night as we end the regular season. But thinking ahead, for those of you that do it that way and play a 13-week regular season, the last two games to determine your fate in that week 13, I just ran down the Monday night game. The Sunday night game is Patriots at Texans, which will be a key game over in the AFC. All right, so speaking of my foundation league, actually, hold on. Let's do this first. As my, not every week, but every other week reminder of those of you who either did not take my advice and continue to play in season-long fantasy leagues with a mandatory tight end playing each week, or for those of you that tried to take my advice and made a suggestion to your commissioner or to other owners and had it voted down, I was just reading a little earlier today the Start'em or Sit'em Week 10 by Nick Mencia, RotoWorld. RotoWorld, which thankfully is still one of the fantasy sites out there with free content. So many have gone to paid content. Don't worry, I'm never going to do that to you. I'm not. I know how to sell ads. Hooters pays for me to give this to you for free. That's the way it works. So thank you, Roto World. I know all of your content isn't free. Don't change it for 2020, but a lot of good weekly content is still free on Roto World. And Nick Mencio, who's on Twitter, at Nick Mencio, Start'em or Sit'em for Week 10. And Week 10 has obvious challenges because six teams are on bye. We're going to get to that as well. So he goes position by position, talks about starts and sits, and these are the marginal players. You may see this occasionally scroll on the bottom line on NFL Network, and you're kind of wondering, well, why is Deshaun Watson not listed as a Start'em? Well, it's more of a no-brainer type thing, so you have to take that into consideration. So Mencio has that disclaimer as well before his column. So he talks about Start'em, sit'em at quarterback week 10. Start'em, sit'em running back week 10. Start'em, sit'em wide receiver week 10. Start'em tight end week 10 gets to sits. And Nick, if you will allow me to quote you, because I enjoyed reading your piece, what you wrote in the next paragraph just is reason 879 why I've been hammering on this podcast for all of you out there to eliminate mandatory tight ends in your league. And simply, when you set up your league next year, where you would click the box that says tight end, one starter per week, you leave it as a zero, and you go to the next line. It should be the next line. I know it is on Yahoo. And if you're using someone else, it'll be right there. W/T. It's a specific flex that allows you to play wide receiver or a tight end, and that eliminates the tight end from being a mandatory starter for you all year. As Nick Mencio writes for this week, quote, due to the lack of quality talent at tight end, it's impossible for me to argue against anyone at the position. It's a total crapshoot, and all we're looking for among streamers are ones who can maybe fall into the end zone. Predicting touchdowns is the hardest thing to do in football. Just finding a tight end who is on the field enough and runs plenty of routes is hard enough. And now that bye weeks have entered the picture, the pickings are even slimmer. Good luck. He's right. I'm right. Get rid of the mandatory tight end in your leagues. Do you want fantasy football to be about you investing time and energy in this and having the best team? Or do you want it to be a crapshoot? This is a crapshoot at a crap position. There is not enough to go around. There's more evidence. Get rid of the mandatory tight end in your league. How much more reason do you have? And now I'll move on to a personal story in the Foundation League. So going into week 9 of the Foundation League, I was desperate. Sitting at the bottom at 2-6, just one of those years. I've won the Governor's Cup. It's our version of the President's Cup, for those of you that know the NHL. Best regular season point total, 3 of the 4 years. No, I don't have a championship in my own league, but I know how to build a team. 3 of the 4 years, I've built the best team, had the most points. Not this year. Odds caught up with me. I've had injuries. I've made some mistakes. So at 2-6, desperate, right? I just need to win out to even have a winning record. So I made a big deal, and I talked about it on a previous fantasy podcast, where something I should have done weeks ago, because Davante Adams was a 0 for a month, was I moved Davante Adams and his perceived value the rest of the season, basically betting against Davante Adams' toe that it's never going to be right, at least the rest of this year or the rest of this regular season. And I brought back Amari Cooper. Granted, he's got his own injury issues, but he plays through them. He's playing for a contract. And it's not a toe. It's not a turf toe. And I got Dak Prescott back. And the way I got Dak Prescott back was because the owner of this team that made this deal with me is a Browns apologist. And he's convinced, at least he was a week ago, that the Browns, based on their schedule, kind of like Colin Coward was, I mentioned this on the Toddcast earlier this week, that the Browns' schedule would allow the Browns to start winning games, looking like the team Browns fans and others expected, so he felt Baker Mayfield could be a good quarterback for me. So he picked up Baker Mayfield on waivers. I flipped him Josh Allen to make room, and he gave me his starting quarterback and Dak Prescott in the deal with Amari Cooper for Davante Adams and Josh Allen. Ironically, he played Josh Allen last week, not Baker Mayfield. He was the first place team in our league. He did win last week. I won thanks to solid performances from Dak, Zeke, and Cooper in the Monday night game against the Giants and got a win. Ironically, my win was against the second place team in the league. So the first place team did hurt the chances of the second place team keeping up for at least 1 week by giving me more weapons in my lineup. So he opened up a two-game lead. Yeah, so he's got a two-game lead. Either they had the same record and he had him on points, but it benefited him that his closest pursuer lost to me. All right, so let's fast forward to this week. So I'm playing a team that's in about the middle of the pack. It's one of my longtime friends. And I've got him this week because he can't use Deshaun Watson. I've got him. He's got no backup quarterback. You know why? Because I traded for his backup quarterback a few weeks back. I got Lamar Murray off his bench. He never picked up another quarterback. So going into this week, he's either got to go to the waiver wire, and there are options there. Not saying any were great. What's he going to do? He can't play Deshaun Watson against me. In another week, I need to win. And damn it, if he didn't go out and he made a deal with that team I beat last week for Aaron Rodgers, the team that was second place in the league going into week 9 also traded away their starting quarterback. They have been playing Aaron Rodgers and not playing Lamar Jackson. Now, you might say that's not the right move. But still, Rodgers has been putting up big numbers other than last week in the game against the LA Chargers. So in my foundation league in the last 2 weeks, the top two teams have traded away productive quarterbacks in very questionable moves. Oh, so not only is the team I'm playing this week, did they make a deal for Aaron Rodgers to play in place of Deshaun Watson this week against me? All he gave up was Odell Beckham Jr. Another person investing in perceived value of the Browns based on their schedule going forward. I'm stunned. Beckham Jr., and thanks to Nick Mencio for this note, Beckham Jr. going into week 10 in red zone targets is 91st. Let that sit for a second. Odell Beckham Jr. is 91st in the NFL in red zone targets. Yeah, he had that long catch and run for a touchdown, what seems like a year ago on a Monday night against the Jets. What else is going on there? Perceived value of the Browns looking ahead. I don't see it, so I guess we're trying to take advantage of others who do. But that hurts me this week that my opponent was able to flip Odell Beckham Jr. and get Aaron Rodgers back. All right, so speaking of bye weeks, it's a season-high six teams on bye. So for those of you that hit this week and you're looking down at your lineups, especially in leagues that don't have deep benches, and you barely can field a team, it's not just you. It's six of the 32 NFL teams on bye. Texans, Broncos, Jags, Pats, Eagles, Skins. I thought it'd be fun to put together a fantasy lineup we could play of just teams on bye. So this week, this would be the team. Deshaun Watson at quarterback. Leonard Fournette and either Philip Lindsay, Carlos Hyde at running back, or if you want the Sony Michel short yardage fall into the end zone opportunity, but you definitely have Fournette as an RB1. Wide receiver. This is where a lot of you, like me, are feeling it. Here are the wide receivers you could play this week from just putting together a fantasy team from the teams on bye. Hopkins, Chark, Edelman, Sutton, and even Sanu after his double-digit target and productive performance on Sunday night against the Ravens. Tight end, Ertz. I know Ertz has had a bit of a down year, although he had a bounce back game last week because maybe it was just because Deshaun Jackson was out there to begin the game. The Eagles were able to get Ertz isolated against something other than a cornerback, which has been their problem all year. Continuing the rest of the lineup, if you play in a league with a DST, you could play the Patriots DST. And for a kicker, you would have had Fairbairn. That's pretty good fantasy lineup, right? Watson at quarterback. Let's go Fournette and you choose. Lindsay, Hyde, Michelle as your RB2. Wide receiver one, Hopkins. Wide receiver two, you choose. Chark, Edelman. Probably stop there, right? But Sutton or Sanu, more than capable as a wide receiver three or a flex. Ertz, your tight end. Pats, DST. Fairbairn as your kicker. Those are the teams on bye. That is why so many of you are struggling this week, looking at your lineup and saying that my lineup stinks. Look at your opponent's lineup. They probably stink too, unless they were able to flip Odell Beckham Jr. for one of the top players at their position. No, I'm not bitter at all. That's just how my season has gone. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. I thank Hooters for their presenting sponsorship for the third consecutive year, and I invite you to always consider Hooters for your primetime watching pleasure of Thursday night football, Sunday night football, Monday night football. I actually have this from a manager at one of the Tampa stores. You know how sometimes you go into a sports bar and they don't have audio of the game on, and it's very frustrating for you? Corporate dictates, now this might just be the original Hooters brand in the Tampa Bay area, corporate tells the managers of all the stores, Thursday night football, Sunday night football, Monday night football, audio of the game must be on. That's what we're looking for. Audio, when it's just one game, we want to be able to have that experience like we would have it at home, other than being able to pause it or mute it when the phone rings or we have to go to the bathroom. You're on your own there. Hooters knows what they're doing, and of course, they're showing all the games on Sunday afternoon for those of you trying to follow along with your fantasy lineups. My thanks to Hooters, and hopefully we will get there for a regular season fantasy finale watch party on Monday, December the 2nd. Remember to subscribe to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. There's also the spinoff, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition, where we did a fantasy exclusive preview of a very talked about game because of the six teams on bye. There's a lot of interest, potential value in a high scoring game between the Cardinals and Buccaneers. Find the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition for fantasy thoughts on that game. For those of you trying to put together a Week 10 lineup that you like because you're impacted by injuries and six teams on the bye. Remember the Todd Wright Toddcast also there. We've now done 61 episodes of the Todd Wright Toddcast after starting just after January 1 of this year. My email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I will answer all emails as long as you send them to me Monday through Saturday. If you send an email on Sunday, I will not get to it until Monday. Thanks for listening.